All right, good morning, Rishis Rabbi Kron. We are on Chaf Vav. Let's review what we talked about last week. We talked about the Mishnah on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, where it talks about Nedarim, where there's a mistake. A person makes a mistake, and what happens as a result. So the last case of it, if you go to the Mishnah, where it says, where do we want to start from in the Mishnah? At the very end, approximately, versus Re'e Osan Ochlan Te'enim, four lines from the bottom of the Mishnah. It says, Re'e Oso, so guy, Re'e Oso Ochlan Te'enim, he sees people eating his figs. He doesn't like that they're eating his figs. So Armar Harei Aleichem Karban, he says, all these figs are forbidden to you. And then Nimsu Aviv Achav, he says, oh, in that group, he realizes that his father and his brother are there. Vayu Imahim Acherim, as well as the others. He doesn't want to ask his brother and his father. He doesn't care that they're eating his figs. But he doesn't want the other people to do it. So that's a case of a neder they made by mistake. So what happens? Beis Shammai Omrim, Hey Mutarim, Umashi Mayim Asurim. They, the father. So what he does, he makes some sort of declaration that he didn't mean to impact the father and the brother. So Beis Shammai say, Hey Mutarim, Umashi Mayim Asurim, that the father and the brother are allowed, but everybody else is forbidden. Beis Hillel Amrim Eilu VeEilu Mutarim. Beis Hillel says both, the whole group is mutar. So what are we talking about here? So let's give a little bit of background. So there's a Mishnah on 66 that we're going to reference. We're not really going to talk about, but it's going to be referenced, where basically it talks about if part of a neder is undone, what does it mean? So the Rabbi Akiva says in that case, when part of a neder is undone, the neder completely goes away. And the Rabbanan say differently. They say, no, it doesn't work that way. So fundamentally, you might say when we start off that the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about whether when you break part of a neder, or you change part of a neder, does it only impact the part that you're changing, or does it not impact anything, or does it impact everything, right? So that leads to a machlokes of Rabba and Rava, which we're going to jump to now, which is on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, approximately six lines from the bottom, which is Amar Rava. So this is how Rava spins this. He says, Amar Rava, Kuli Alma Kol Hecha De Amar. Everyone agrees, right? Everyone agrees. Kol Hecha De Amar, if the way he approached this was he was asked, Ila Yisa Yodea Sh'Ava B'Nechem, if I had known that my father was amongst you. Hayisi Omer, this is what I would have said. Kulchem Asurim, he would have kept his original neder, which was Kulchem Asurim, Chutz Ma'aba, except for father. So what is he doing here? He's keeping the what's known as the formulation of the original neder. The original neder said Kulchem Asurim. He's keeping the same terminology. He's just adding on the end, except from my father. So he's leaving it, the verbiage alone, and he's just adding on, except for my father. The chuvan asur of avimaturim. Everyone agrees that then everyone is usur except for the father. And the reason is, essentially, that he's saying is that everyone agrees in that case because he's not changing the formulation of the nether. It still says kulam asurim. He's just adding on again. He's adding on the end. Lo nechu elo. The only disagreement here is ba'omer. If I knew my father was with you, Hayisi Omer, I would have said he's changing the verbiage of the neder. Ploni uploni masurim. John and Harry and Bill are all asur v'abba mutter, but my father is allowed. So he's completely changing the verbiage. So in that case, what Rabba is saying is that if he does not change the terminology, then everyone agrees that the father is allowed and everyone is usur. But where he changes the terminology, Beis Hillel, back from our Mishnah, said that the whole neder goes away. So changing the terminology basically does something to the neder. And therefore, according to Beis Hillel, everyone becomes relieved of their neder, father and everybody else. But Beis Shammai says, no, it only impacts the father. It doesn't impact everybody else. Is that that was Rabba. Rabba Omer, Chuli Omer, everyone says, Kol Hecha De Amar, where he would say, Ila Yasi Yodesh Abba B'Nechem, if I knew that my father was with you, Hayisi Omer, Ploni Ploni Asurim Abamutri. He says the exact opposite. If he knew the father was there, he would have changed the formulation of the neder, and he would have said, John and Harry and Bill are Usur, and Abba is allowed. And in that case, Kula Mutarm, everyone agrees. So Rabba says the exact opposite. If he changes the terminology of the neder, then he is doing some action as a result, and that makes everybody relieved of the neder. Lonechu El Ba'omer, the only time that they're having a machlokes is where he said, if I knew that my father was with you, I would have said that everyone is usur except for my father. So in other words, he keeps the original terminology. He just adds on the father. So what's happening in that case? Beishamai svar like Rabbi Meir. Beishamai holds like Rabbi Meir. And that goes back to, is a different case altogether, which is about, which has to do with Tamura, where if someone were to say, I am making this an Ola, and I'm making this a Shlamim, right? So what, you can't be both. What are you doing? Rabbi Meir says, Amar Tafas Lashon Rishon, you take the first thing that he says, and you say that that's what's important. And Beis Hillel Avdelei K'Rabbi Yossi, or Beis Hillel holds a K'Rabbi Yossi, who says, Dvar Dvarav Adam Nirpas. Well, you have to hold on until he finishes his statement. So it goes by the first thing he said versus the second thing he said. So that's why there's this machlokes where it says, when he changes the terminology, it says kulcha masurim chutz me'aba, that if all he's going to say, if you take the first part, you would just take the kulcha masurim part and say, all right, everyone is not allowed. If you take the second part, you would say that only the father is allowed and nobody is allowed, right? So it's all a matter of what you do. So eisvei Rav Papa l'Rava. So Rav Papa challenges Rava. And this goes back again to the Mishnah on Daf 66, where Rabbi Akiva says that a neder that's partially released, if you do something to impact the neder in some form, everyone gets out of it. And the Rabbanan say opposite. So he asks about him. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Akiva, neder shuta miksasa huta kula. What is the case where Rabbi Akiva says that a neder that's partially nullified ends up the whole thing? And here we're going to talk about three cases. Case number one is Konem She'eni Ne'aneh L'Chulchem. He says, I am making a neder that I'm not going to benefit from any of you. That's item one. Hutra Echad Mehem Hutra Kulam. And then what happens is if he frees one of them, he says, oh, I didn't mean to do you, then everyone is, the whole neder goes away. That's case number one. The next case is She'eni Ne'aneh Lazel V'Lazel. I am not going to get benefit from this one or that one, from Harry or Bill or Joe. Then if he gets rid of Harry, then everybody else goes away. However, case number three is, if he only gets rid of the last person he mentions, only the last person goes away and not everybody else, right? So those are the three cases. The Gemara is going to refer to the first two cases here as the Reisha, and the third case is the Seifa. So that's part of the confusion is what the Gemara refers to it as. So Bishlam Rabbah. So this is good for Rabba. Again, what did Rabba say going back? Rabba said that if you add words, if you all you do is add words, you don't change the terminology of the neder, then everyone agrees, right? Everyone agrees that only the father is allowed and not anybody else is allowed. However, if he changes the formula, then that's the machlokas of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, where Beis Hillel says that everyone is relieved of the neder and everyone can eat the figs. And Beis Shammai says only the father can. So that's okay for Rabba. Why? Mokim leo reisho d'amar lazel lazel. So you have these first two cases. What are you doing in these first two cases? In these first two cases, the first case he says, I am making a neder that I'm not going to benefit from any of you. And the second case he says, I'm making a neder that I'm only going to benefit from you and from you. And what we said is that when he, in the first case, when he says, when he gets rid of one of them, it frees everybody. In the second case, when he gets rid of the first one, it gets rid of everybody. So in that first case, what he did was he changed the terminology, right? So what he did is he went from saying kulchem to lazev lazeh, or in the second case, he went from saying lazev lazeh to kulchem. He changed his terminology. The sefer the amal kulchem. In the last case, he said for all of you, right? So in the last case, what he did is he freed them in using the same terminology. So again, that's consistent with Rabba, where Rabba says that everyone agrees that if you all you did is added a phrase, you're not then it everyone agrees. And where you change the terminology is that's where you have a disagreement between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. El v'didach, but to you, Rava, and again, remember what Rava said. Rava said that if you change the terminology, everyone agrees that everyone is relieved of the neder. But if you all you did was added something, then that's where you have the disagreement. Bishlam Aresha, the first case, which is, remember, those first case refers to the first two cases. Mokim la'ad amul kulchem. You can interpret it from the way he said. He used the word kulchem even after realizing that his father was with them. So because he said kulchem, that somehow frees everybody as a result. Right? So that's what happens there, going to Amud Beis. Ela Seifa, the Arma Lazev, but what about the third case, which is what they call the Seifa, right? Third case, again, was where he said, in the third case, he said, he says to the last one, he says, the last one is mutter, and only the last one gets freed up. Where he did that, Rabbi Akiva, is that follow the view of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says that, remember from 66a, Rabbi Akiva says that a neder released in part releases everybody. So if it releases everybody, why is it only releasing the last guy? Am I plague a Rabbanan Aleah? That the Rabbanan, wouldn't the Rabbanan disagree with them? Because the Rabbanan say, no, it doesn't work that a neder is that you partially releases everybody. V'amarta divrei kol mutter. And you said, Rava, you said that in a case where you change the terminology, that everyone agrees that everyone is relieved of the neder, right? So Amalei Rava, so what Rava would answer you? L'Rabba l'Rabbi Akiva minicha. So according to Rava, and again, remember what Rava said? Rava said, and I only know this again because I have the sheet in front of me. Rava said that when you only add the terminology, you are not, everyone agrees that only the father is allowed. And when you do change the terminology, that's the machlokas of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, where Beis Hillel says that everyone is relieved and Beis Shammai says only the father. Seifa, but by Mokibay, how does Rava deal with the last part of this Mishnah, that third case? Damula Kulchem, that he says to all of them, Hai Dehu Rishon, Hai Dehu Achron. Who is really the first one in this case and who's really the last one in this case? Meaning that in this third case, he says, you know, I free the last one. So when he frees the last one, what's the difference whether it's the last one or the first one? Right? Because in theory, if he relieves anybody, he should relieve everybody. So Ella, we're going to explain the Mishnah differently. Ella, the Reisha de Amula Kulchem. In the first part, he uses the terminology of Kulchem. The Seifa, and what happens in the last case, Kagon Shetalon Zebazah. He makes each one dependent upon the next one. So it's not that he said the neder is John and Bill and Harry. He said, I have a neder against John, and I have a neder like Bill, just like John, and I have a neder like Harry, just like Bill. It's like a chain. So the Amar Ploni, Kaponi, Aponi, Kaponi. One is like the next, and the next, n equals n minus one, right? That's what it is in this case. And Daikanami, and that makes it more precise, the Tanya Hutara Emsai, that in that case, if he were to free the one in the middle, Hemena Ulamata Mutaram, everyone from him down is permitted. Ulamala Asurin, and everyone going up is Asur. So again, because he made this inherent dependency of n equals n minus one, right? Then anything that is below n gets freed, and anything that's above n does not get freed. Esfei Rav Ada Bar Ava or Rava, but Rav Ada Bar Ava has another question against Rava again from that Mishnah on 66. Here we get to talk about onions. Konam Batzel Shani Toem Shab Batzel Ralev. I'm making a neder never to have onions. Why? Because onions are bad for your heart. Amrlo, and they told him, wait a minute, Vahoa Kufri Yafalev. These type of onions from Kufri are actually good for your heart. And then what did he do? What's the rule? Hutar b'kufri. Then he is allowed to have those type of onions. Again, the case is similar to our case, where when you realize that you made a mistake in your neder, it doesn't really work. V'lo b'kufri bilvad hutar. And not only is he not only is he freed from the kufri onions, ela b'chol batzal, he's freed from all types of onions. Right, so here, you know, again, so this goes back to, in theory, this could follow Rabbi Akiva, because what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said that a neder that's partially released is released against everyone, right? So so what happens in that case? Masa hayav etiru Rabbi Meir b'chol basam. Rabbi Meir allowed him to have all of the onions. So in theory, what this means is that by virtue of having that individual item that is excluded, that causes this to go away, right? Now again, this is a question to Rava. Remember what Rava said. Rava says that where you reformulate, where you change the terminology, that's where that is where you make the change. And ostensibly, if he's doing that, that's how he gets to the point of following Rabbi Akiva, that it's something that's partially released. My love, aren't we talking about the Amar where he says, if I had known Shakufra Yafil Alev, that these kind of onions are good for your heart, Hayisi Omer, I would have said, Kola Batsir Batsalam, Asura Vichofre Mutar. I would have said that all onions are bad, except for this type. So what happens in that case? He's keeping his initial terminology. He's just adding to the end, right? And what did Rava say? Rava says, where you keep the initial terminology, that, and you just add something on the end, there you have a machlokes of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So Rava would say that, and again, we learned earlier that there's a whole case of whether you use the first part of the term or the second part of the term. So Rava would say that what Beis Shammai would do, because Beis Shammai is the one in that case that would say that the father is gets off but everyone else remains. So now that might imply that only this type of onion should be included and not the others would say. So Rava would say that Beis Shammai holds by Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir, that we use the first part of the expression, which is kol onions asurim, right? And he doesn't consider it a neder that is, like Rabbi Akiva, that a neder is partially impacted. So you might think that Rabbi Meir would agree with Rav Shammai, with Beis Shammai, but we talked about here that Rabbi Meir is the one here in this case who is saying the guy could eat whatever onions he wants. Mer says, lo, no. Ba'omer ilu hayisi yodeya shakufa yafa alev. If I had known that this onion was good for your heart, I would have changed my terminology. I would have changed what I'm saying. Omer, batza ploni uploni usher. And I would have said Spanish onions and white onions and this other type of onions are forbidden. The kufri mutter, but the kufri are the only ones that I'm allowed to do. So again, he's reformulating. So we had learned that according to Rava, that when you reformulate, everyone agrees and everyone gets off, and that the reason everyone gets off is because that follows Rabbi Akiva, that it's a neder that's partially released. Rabbi Meir, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, Aliba de Rabbanan. This, therefore, the rule of Rabbi Meir fits in with the opinion of both Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva says it's partially released, and with the opinion of the Rabbanan as well. Okay. Eisvei Ravina l'Rava. So Ravina came to Rava and asked him for Pabraisa. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Yesh neder shemiksasa mutter miksasa asar. If you have a neder that's partially allowed and partially forbidden, how is that ketzad? Neder mina kalkala. If you made a neder not to benefit from a basket of figs, v'hayu ba benos shuach, and you find these benos shuach in there, another type of better fig. V'amar ilu hayisi odeya shebenos shuach b'socha. If I had known that these great figs were in there, lo hayisi nader, I would have not made the neder. Hakalkala asura. The other figs in the basket stay forbidden. However, benos suach mutaros. Benos suach are allowed. Ad shabar Rabbi Akiva v'lemar. That was what he said. Until Rabbi Akiva came and said, what we learned on 66, neder shehutak miksasa hutar kulo. That when you nullify part of your neder, you nullify all of the neder. So my love to Avar. So isn't this a case where you're saying, if I had known that these better figs are in it, Hayisi Omer to Eirim Shchoros Lavonos Asurim, I would have changed my formulation. Again, he would have said that I am excluding black figs and white figs, Menosuach Mutaros, but I'm allowing these Menosuach. Rabbi Akiva, he will plug your Rabbanan. But it seems that this is following Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan are disagreeing with him. So again, what did he do here? He changed his formulation. So, and according to Rava, who says when you change your formulation, everyone agrees. So why are we having? Why do we have a difference of opinion here? Right, we said he did it one way until he learned the other rule of Rabbi Akiva. Our answer is lo, and this will conclude lo. Ka'omer ilu ha'isi yodea shebeno suach b'socha. If I had known that the beno suach were amongst them, ha'isi omer kolakol kolah asura. I would have said kolakol kolah asura. Everything is forbidden. Uvno suas mutar. I would go back and I would use the original formulation. And in the original formulation, that according to Rava is where you have the machlokas. So again, just to review, the machlokas of Rava and Rava. Machlokas Rava says where you keep the original terminology, then everyone agrees. And what everyone agrees is that the thing that you changed is the only thing that's changed, and everything else stays the same. But if you change the terminology, that's where you have the machlokas. Beis Hillel says the whole neder goes away. It goes away because he follows Rabbi Akiva from 66. Rabbi Akiva says a neder that's partially released becomes fully released. And then Rava says the exact opposite. Rava says if you change the terminology, everyone agrees that everyone goes out, because that is what triggers Rabbi Akiva, that if you partially break the neder, it's fully breaking the neder, because by changing the terminology, you're basically throwing out the entire neder. But when all you do is you add something, that's where we have the machlokas. And the difference between the machlokas, like we said earlier, is that the Beis Shammai says he used the first part, and Beis Hillel says he used the second part. And with this, we'll conclude. And Mirza Shem, Rabbi Akron, will take over for us next week. Have a wonderful day. All right.